The final component of our daily study program is gratitude. Just a line, just a thought, one thing to be grateful for. And you'll find that after 365 days of thinking about what we should be grateful for, this one thing will change everything. There are two reasons why gratitude is so important. First, gratitude is one of the core elements of worship. Now, every single person who signed the Constitution, without exception, believed that every human being has a duty to be grateful to God for all his benefits. Gratitude is one of the heart core elements of worship. It's interesting that at the time the Constitution was signed, every single colony, every single state said that unless you are grateful to God for all his benefits, you cannot hold public office. And this did not change for 170 years. It wasn't until 1961 the United States Supreme Court threw out all the state laws that said you had to believe in God, and not just believe in God, but really believe in God. And really believing in God is to be grateful for life and for everything that God has created. And it wasn't until 1961 that the court threw out the requirement that you had to believe in God before you could hold public office in the United States. And it was a year later that the court threw out the idea of prayer and Bible reading in schools. So this was not what the original founding fathers intended. They intended us, they acknowledged that we had a duty to worship God. And worshiping God, one of the core elements of that is gratitude. One of the other elements, by the way, is service to others. Now, the founders did not say that the government should tell you how to worship. That was one of the things about the First Amendment that made America unique, is that we didn't have the government telling you had to go to the government church, the Church of England or the Church of the United States. They said everyone should be free to worship God according to his own conscience, but everybody should worship God. Now, the second reason that gratitude is important, it's in knowing who to be thankful to, who to give thanks to. Now, ultimately God, of course, and that changes your whole outlook on the universe. The world, the universe, where we live, this is not a hostile environment. This is not a hostile universe. This is a place of immense blessing and beauty. And every day we need to think about and be grateful for the blessing and the beauty that we have all around us. And this changes your whole worldview, changes your whole outlook. Scientific studies have shown that people who are grateful and optimistic are better able to heal their bodies through diseases. So there's amazing consequences to gratitude. But there are also practical and economic consequences to gratitude if you know who you really should be thankful for. Now, we're not always going to say thanks to God for this, thanks to God for that. We want to also think, and we will be doing this when we go through our book on capitalism, we're going to be finding out who we should be grateful for in terms of horizontally, other human beings. For example, you have a job. Who should you be grateful for that job? Now, obviously God, but more directly, more proximately, who is it that took the risks to build a business that you now work for and that gives you your paycheck? Who is it that goes to sleep at night worrying about whether or not they're going to be able to continue making payroll and giving you a paycheck? Who is it that is shouldering these risks? Now, maybe if you're self-employed, we can talk about that. But if you're working for someone, if you have an employer, if you're working for a business, there are people who took risks. There are people who made it possible for you to have a job. And those people, and we'll see how these things work out in the economy, you should be grateful to those people. If you don't grow your own food, who grew your food? Who should you be grateful for? 365 days a year, you have a chance to be thankful to someone for the things that you have. And after 365 days of thinking about who you really need to be thankful for, you'll realize an important point, and that is you don't need to be thankful to your congressman for the things that you have. And in fact, we'll find out as we read our capitalism book that the bureaucrats and the politicians are the major reason why so many people don't have jobs and don't have food, and that they are in fact diminishing your standard of living. We'll think about all these things in conjunction. We'll think about all these things together, but it's this act of focusing on the things that you do have and being thankful for those who brought them to your door that will have a profound consequence and will make you an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being.